the famous Shlach Kodesh brings in the same of our Rizal, that Yom Kippurim Kippurim. In other words, that if you really want to reach a level of Yom Kippur, then we have to look into Purim. In other words, the focus of the Yom HaKodesh of Yom Kippur that we know that we spend 40 days to reach that, those levels of Kedusha and Tahara, those levels of Tshuva Shleima, if it wants to get a real view of how that should look, look into Purim. In other words, we see from here that Purim is, to an extent, the ultimate Jewish holiday. The ultimate Jewish holiday. It is, it's far beyond, Yom Kippur is a bidyevet. It's a bidyevet. It's something that is not a Jewish holiday, in as much that it doesn't incorporate food, it doesn't incorporate using physicality for the sake of spirituality, and that's why in the Erev Yom Kippur we eat in order to get around that idea. But Purim is ultimately the ultimate Jewish holiday.
Yom Kippur will be
back. Yeah, okay. Yeah, your Purim is going to stay forever. Yeah, Purim is going to stay forever. So we have to really understand, how is it that this crazy day that is closed, totally out of control, how is that day comparing to Yom Kippur, where you stand dignified, where you stand together, united in shul? How does that compare? How does that come to that same kind of level? Furthermore, we see that the Avodah Sayomi Yom Kippur is not about as much tefillah or limud Torah. It's about the ideas of Shachmanas, Matanas Yevyonim, Sudas Purim. How does that reflect on the day, and how does that do anything? So there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Lekat Diyoda Lishna Bisha Kahamon. If you want to know somebody who could speak perfect Lashon Hara, then there's no one who spoke Lashon Hara better than Haman. And the Gemedrash brings down how Klal Yisrael was attacked by Haman with every little thing they did. And he said, where do you get it from? He says, Yeshnoi Am Echod Mufuza U Mufura Ben Amim. There's one nation that is scattered. Mufuza Mufura is scattered amongst the nations. And that's what he said to Achashverosh. So the Mefarshim ask, when you are trying to deliver a good message to the king and showing how dangerous Klal Yisrael are, then you don't say to the Melech that they aren't united. The koyach of an enemy, the koyach of a group that is able to stand up and make an uprising, is their unity. When they stand together in the streets and they all yell and shout and throw stones. If you have one family here and one group of people there, and you come in telling Achashverosh, you know, they're all scattered, how's that supposed to inspire Achashverosh to go along and wipe out Klal Yisrael? Why is that a threat? So the Medrash answers that Haman actually was referring to not the fact that Klal Yisrael are scattered, therefore they can make an attack. Klal Yisrael are a terrible nation. And if you have a chashash, if you're worried, how can you win over Klal Yisrael? Don't worry about it. Mufuza u'mufurim min ha'amim. They are scattered, they're separated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not help them. In other words, this is the biggest kitruk. The fact that there's not achdus amongst Klal Yisrael is the biggest possible attack against Klal Yisrael that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't help them. And in fact, the Medrash says, Yeshnoi am echod, Yeshnoi can be read Yeshonu, sleeps. Am echod, the one that HaKadosh, that is referred to of Hashem echod. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fast asleep. You've got nothing to worry about. It's not going to hurt Klal Yisrael. Now, I was once invited to an atheist convention of where was God during the Holocaust. Yeah? When you go to an atheist convention, where's God during the Holocaust, you know these atheists are really holding. Why? They believe there's a God. They believe that God is a Tovamative. Otherwise, he just could be a bad God. Right? He believes that Kadosh Baruch is a Kol Yochel that can control history. These are very schwach atheists. Right? Very, very schwach. Haman was a schwach atheist. If he comes along and he starts making Kitrugim, he obviously knew there's a Rebbein Shleilam, he knew that Kodesh Baruch is a Kol Yochel, he knew that Kodesh Baruch is Echod, that he's one, yeah? If so, what's that Kodesh Baruch is sleeping? What's the deal behind that? What kind of thing is that? Kodesh Baruch is sleeping. Jet lag. I mean, what's the deal behind that? I'm Echod. Hashem is sleeping. What's pshat in that? So Chaim Friedlander has a very, very beautiful maimon. And he explains that the purpose of Klal Yisrael in this world is for one purpose only. Ato b'chartonu, mikol ha'amim, you have chosen us. Ahavto yisonu v'artisavonu, what for? V'kidashtonu, shimcha ha'godoil, ha'kodosh aleinu karoso. That we, as a nation, should stand up and proclaim a Kodesh Baruch in this world. That is a purpose of Klal Yisrael in this world, and that's why the world was created. For one purpose, that we should stand up and be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu a king as a unite on a united front. The reason why Klal Yisrael are not united is only for one reason. Where each person has their own agenda, where we don't have a common goal, we don't have a common focus, where I need my tivus, and you need your tivus, and you have your mishigas, and I have my mishigas, we cannot be focused. A focus and united front is where there's one common goal, where there's one common focus, where there's one front that is standing up for one purpose only. And I'm willing to give away and to stand and push aside my own personal agenda for sake of Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the koyach of being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making HaKadosh Baruch Hu echod is directly associated with the koyach of Klal Yisrael being echod, being one. And the more we are one, the more we are united, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name ultimately is brought down to this world. There's a fascinating Gemara. There's an absolutely fascinating Gemara. Klal Yisrael went through a process of tshuva. 3 days. 3 days Klal Yisrael were fasting. It's unprecedented. I don't think it happened since. 3 days where Klal Yisrael, everyone fasts. And there was davening, and there was tefillahs, and that was it. It's all or nothing now. There was davening. What did Esther say? Esther says, she invites Haman to the party. Right? Why did she do that? So different reasons. But the Gemara brings down the Megillah, the Tesvah from the base. Ton Rabbonon. Ma rosa Esther shezimna es Haman. Why did she invite Haman? So Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ulai Yargish Hamokim Vayase Lonu Nes. Perhaps the Kodesh Baruch Hu will feel and he'll make for us a Nes. Says Rashi, Yargish, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu appreciate? Shanit Sricho Lahachnif, Lahachnif, the Rosh Hazeh, Ulazalzul Kvedi. That I've got to be Machnif, I've got to flatter. Haman, biggest enemy. And for the sake of Klal Yisrael, I've got to smile and invite him and serve him food. And that ability of mine to overcome my own personal agenda of hate to this man for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that is what's going to save Klal Yisrael. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, Klal Yisrael were davening, Klal Yisrael were fasting, Klal Yisrael were doing wonderful, wonderful things, but that may not do it. What may do it, says Esther, is one personal act of Mesiras Nefesh, of Shviras Amidus, of breaking what I feel is my own cupboard for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that is what's going to bring the nes of saving Klal Yisrael more than anything else. Rechaim Shmulevitz said, and he brings this down, I don't remember which year it is, but he brings it down just after the 6 day war. He said he was sitting in the Mir bomb shelter, and there were missiles being thrown from Jordan. It was right on the border. It's very, very close to Mandelbaum Gate. Very, very close. And there were pagazim in English.
Bombardment
of missiles and different things. And one had a direct hit on the yeshiva. And Reb Chaim Shlevit said, you should know that you all davened and you all said Hashem Echod and you all said Tehillim and it was Tefillah, but I'll tell you what saved the yeshiva.
It didn't explode.
I tell you what saved the yeshiva. There was one woman over here who is sitting here, and I heard her say, Rabbeinu Shleilom, I'm an aguna. My husband left me for many years, and he hasn't ever come back. And the embarrassment and the pain that I've been through bringing my children alone. And never, I can't get married, but Rabbeinu Shleilom, I am meichel him, b'leiv sholei. Just for the sake of Rabbeinu Shleilom, save us and save the yeshiva. And Chaim Shmulevitz said, that shviras hamidus, that overcoming her own personal pain for the sake of the klal, that is what saved the Miri Yeshiva. Esther said, Vada is davening and is tzoyim, but the idea of giving up one's own personal comforts for the sake of somebody else, for being moist and effort, spirits and minutes, that is what saves Klal Yisrael. Am mefuzim afurim b'na'amim. Haman's biggest taina was on Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael are not united, then Rabbeinu Shleilam is sleeping. What does that mean? Rabbeinu Shleilam is Hashem Tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to help us as much as we are united and we are Kaviyachol bringing down Kavod Shemayim. If it's Mefuzah, then it's Yeshna Amechol. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping. What did Esther do immediately? What did she say? There's one thing you have to do. And that is Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim. Bring everyone together. Make a united front. What did the Pasuk say? Ish Yehudi. Who's Ish Yehudi? Mordechai wasn't from Yehuda. He was Ish Yehudi. V'halem Ebi Noman Hoya, says the Gemara. El Aridei El Yodo Yichdoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olam. He made a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name Miyuchad. He brought that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Aridei Shehis Achid Esa'am. They brought everyone together. The Pasuk says, V'shah Yehudim Asher Medinas HaMelech Nikalu Bo'omad Al Nafshom. It should say, V'omdu Al Nafshom. They stood, not he stood. V'omad means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael were united. It was all one front, and that is what saved Klal Yisrael. The purpose of Yom Kippur is all about being getting rid of personal pettiness. Standing in front of Borin Shalem and realizing that Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mesim Niftochen Lefanecho. And do I care if I'm jealous about that person or the person slighted me? I've got life and death in front of me. And therefore a person gives up all this pettiness and selfishness and is willing to give and forgive everybody else and hopefully that same person will do that to him in order for the sake of Klal Yisrael. That is the purpose of Yom Kippur. Purim, we're able to do the same thing immediately. Without all the preparations, we're able to do that by Purim, by the way the Chazal and the Sack in the Day. They made Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is inviting other people. It's a very, very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a fascinating Gemara, Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Abaye ba Ovin, Rav Chanina ba Ovin, Michlefa Sudasayu. That you would exchange their meals. Say, Chlifu Hasuda Ispanayim. They would exchange their meals. So the Ram, In other words, how they fulfill the mitzvah, they exchange their portions. So the Ran, the other Mephoshim explain that Abayin Rav Chinah Vaniyim, and how do they fulfill Mishlach Monas, by each one had their breakfast, and they swapped breakfast, that is how they fulfill Mishlach Monas. Rashi argues, and Rashi explains, Michlefa Su Desayu means, Ze Oichalim Ze Bapurim Shoshana Zu, Ubishniya Soyedim Chaveroi. In other words, Abai Ba'ov invited Rav Chanina Ba'ov in 1 year, and they both had a Suda together, and the next year, they switched. Asks the Bach, how does that work? How does the one who is invited be Yotze his mitzvah that year? The one who's giving Mishlach Monas, or giving his Suda, he's Yotze that year, but how's the other one Yotze? Says the Bach, I'll read out his Loshen. They kevun the tam Mishlach Monas hu, k'dei she'yisomach v'sosim oyavod, they should be happy with your friends. With a hashkim beneim avol va'achlo v'reis, to bring together love and peace and unity. Im kein, im yisoidim chaveroi v're'eyu harehu v'simcha b'tuv leiv. If you sit together with your friend and you invite him to the Suda, there's achlo v'reis. You've been yotz mishlach monos. Even the recipient has achlo v'reis. And therefore that is how each one has been yotzer in unity, knowing that next year is going to invite him back. Whatever it is, there's absolute unity. Purim is all about the unity. It's all about focusing on the other person. Not focusing on ourselves. It's focusing on the Evyonim. Focusing on Ishra Eyu. Focusing on Achbu Vareus. That is the Am Echel. That is the Koyach that we have. I just want to tell you a beautiful piece over here. That the Zalman Saranskin said. What is the idea of Yimei Mishta V'Simcha? Chayv Inish V'Sumi V'Puriya Adul Yodim and Orohom Nabaruch Mordechai. Very, very appropriate piece. He said, what's the idea that we, as Jews, the focus of the mitzvah and the degree of the mitzvah is to focus abdulayod until we don't know. Doesn't sound very Jewish. Until we don't know, we're supposed to focus hinne muchad muzum. What's the idea behind that? So he said, there are different times in history. There's a time of history where it's Baruch Mordechai, where everything is going well, and we've got somebody, Baruch Hashem, who's controlling Klal Yisrael and guiding them in the way of Torah mitzvahs, and he's close to the king, and all the gezeiros are helping us. That's wonderful. And we can celebrate. And that's Purim, fantastic. But sometimes, he said, Haman gets off his tree and he stirs up trouble. And he stirs up trouble. You don't have to go very far. Nebuch. Wherever we go, we've got Haman trying to kill every Jew. And people go for a holiday in Turkey. You've got somebody following them from the hotel and blows them up. Everywhere we go, we've got Haman focusing, trying to kill. Hashem Haragav is Kola Yehudin. No difference whether you're man, woman, or child makes no difference. When in Shtachim, out Shtachim, in Israel, makes no difference. So how do we possibly celebrate that? So he says, Adarab, on the contrary, when a person does what they're supposed to do on Purim, and he gives Mishlach Monas, and he gives Matanasi Avyoinim, then we come Am Echot, then we come as one nation, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes stronger, Kavayochel, Avoyin Shalem has more Koyach, as it were, to give us his Shefa. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us more than a regular year. So even in a time of Or HaHamon, even a time where it's the ISIS and who knows what's trying to attack us, we're supposed to celebrate Purim even more, knowing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this day going to help us more than any other day. But sometimes we're in such pain and we're so distracted. How do we do that? Have some wine, cover it up, and celebrate the fact that we, Klal Yisrael, have the koyach to create a metzias in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, through our achdus, the ability to help us more, the ability to bring us closer and to help us out of our tzoros. That is Purim, that is our avodas hayoyim, to unite and to be shoiva amidus, to that everyone to come together, and be'ez Hashem, we should all be yotz our mitzvahs in the shlemus and bring achdus to Klal Yisrael. Amen.